First of all, I want to start by thanking Richard and the leaders in the church for inviting me to speak on behalf of CAP. I first came in contact with CAP about 10 years ago. I just got married. We had moved. We moved from Gillis Street out to Dundonald Camp. I had this idea that if you had any money, you could just go and spend it. So I spent it. I never put anything by, so I ended up in problems with debt. I was quite happy because I was buying Mars bars and pies. Trish was stressed out. So she left a leaflet, and the leaflet was about this CAP group. And I had a choice to make about whether I went or no. So I thought the safest way was just to go. So I went, and CAP accepted me for what I was. CAP accepted me for the problems that I had. And CAP had showed me a way of making things simple so that I could put money by and I could get back in control of my life. So they really helped me. I then went away and hadn't heard of CAP for a long time. But every time, like in conversations, I would hear or see advertisements about CAP, and there was always a bit inside my heart that was touched with CAP, and that was God. God inside my heart, because God had used them to change my life. And then in my last job, I was working out in the community and came across a guy called Rory, who was a minister of Free Church. He wanted to help. He asked me to help him to run a Christian 12-step group inside the Free Church. And I did that, and then he asked if we could get CAP involved. So I ended up going down to Bradford. We ended up doing a release group, which was for addicts. And then they asked me if I wanted to become a speaker. They were looking for people with Scottish accents to talk in Scotland. So I said, aye, okay. So it's really, really good to be here, you know, on behalf of CAP. It's an honour and a privilege to be here and speak in front of you. Many, many times through my Christian walk, God's been doing stuff in my heart, and I've ended up sitting up the back on a Sunday night and hearing God speak to me through the preaching. Hebrews 13:8 says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the unchanging one. He is constant. He is faithful. We don't need to worry that God loves us, because he was loving yesterday. He loves us today and will love us forever. We do not need to worry if God will have mercy, because his word tells us his mercies are new every morning, and that he will forever be merciful and forgive us. And if Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, then what about us? What about you and I, the body of Christ, the body of the unchanging one? Do we, as Christ's church, look like the first church, the church that was taught and trained directly by Christ himself? He never changes, but have we, as his church, changed? Do we display the radical love and compassion of Jesus himself? Can we be accused of being a friend of sinners or hanging out with the wrong crowd? Because that's what Jesus did. Are we a church that, like Christ, declares that the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon us to preach good news to the poor, to bind up the brokenhearted, and to bring freedom to the captives? Because that's what Jesus did. That's what Jesus did when he walked on earth yesterday. We as Jesus' followers, his church, represent him today. And just as Jesus does not change, we, his church, should not change. Yes, we may change our methods and style, but the beating heart of the church, to be radically outreaching, boldly proclaiming salvation meeting practical needs and healing the broken should remain constant and unchanging. This morning we are here to celebrate and promote the work done all over the UK to serve the poor and save the lost. CAP has a really clear vision, and it is to help the church be all that Jesus imagined, dreamed of, and left behind. CAP's work only exists because of the local church. Every family helped out of debt, every person helped back into employment, every person set free from addiction, every person helped to budget and give life skills to live on a low income, all happens through the local church. CAP exists to equip the church to preach good news to the poor in their communities, to bind up the brokenhearted by meeting people's practical needs alongside the love and family of the church. Most importantly, people are given a chance to find a new life in Christ. Because the one who is the same yesterday, today, and forever is also the one who is passionate about transforming the mess of our yesterdays into a new today and the glorious forever. But while CAP has a massive vision and is working with over 500 frontline services, for Jesus it was all about one life at a time. Let me tell you about Stuart. Yesterday for Stuart looked hopeless with over 25,000 of debt and no job. He didn't see a way out. 1 year he counted over 500 job applications. From that he only had 6 replies. It's no surprise that when Stuart came to CAP, he was crushed and could see no way out. Today, thanks to CAP's debt help and CAP job clubs, Stuart is debt-free and has found work in Morrison's. Today, Stuart has a hope for the future. He has a fresh start and the ability to provide for himself. Forever. But the best part of Stuart's story is that it doesn't stop there. Through CAP's partnership with the local church, Stuart met Jesus in a powerful way. He grasped his faith with both hands, and now he has a promise of eternal life too. While this is incredible, the reality is that thousands of people in our communities like Trun are stuck living in a hopeless, depressing today. Their today is like Stuart's yesterday. Today for them is not feeding their kids. Today for them is considering suicide so that there will be no tomorrow. Today for them is feeling hopeless about being out of work and feeling useless and embarrassed. Today for them is struggling with an addiction that is threatening to tear their family apart. Jesus wants to step into those todays through you and I, through his church, and to turn them into a yesterday, a thing of the past, a distant memory. Who have been stuck in debt becomes a yesterday. Who have been out of work for years becomes a yesterday. Where that life control and addiction becomes a yesterday. Jesus wants your todays to be a day of hope and your tomorrows to be worth living for. And he's not only here to bring hope on this earth, no, he is the one who is the same yesterday, today and forever. And it is his heart to spend eternity forever with all that he has made. He so loved the world that whoever believes in him may have eternal life, a forever in the presence of Christ and God the Father himself. It is the Father's heart beating within our heart that draws us to the lost. It is his love that should be encountered by everybody we come into contact with. It is his love that changes lives, a love so real, so tangible, and completely different from anything the lost have ever seen or known. CAP working mainly with two ways. You work where you can support them in prayer. They also have a form called a life changer where you can help support CAP with monthly donations. If you're interested in becoming a life changer for CAP, if you want to speak to me through in the hall after the meeting, then they'll go through the details. You can give as much as £1 or as much as you want. 70% of CAP's work is funded through people giving being a part of life-changing programme. I want to quickly look at a person who was lost and encountered the love of Jesus. Matthew 26:6-13 says, "Meanwhile, Jesus was in Bethany at the home of Simon, a man who had previously had leprosy. While he was eating, a woman came in with a beautiful alabaster jar of expensive perfume and poured it over his head. The disciples were indignant when they saw this. 'What a waste,' they said. 'It could have been sold for a high price and the money given to the poor.' But Jesus, aware of this, replied, 'Why criticize this woman for doing such a good thing to me? You'll always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me. She has poured this perfume on me to prepare my body for burial. I tell you the truth, however the good news is preached throughout the world, this woman's deed will be remembered and discussed.'" This is a picture of a woman who encountered the love of Jesus. That's the same love that is living in your heart and mine, a completely transforming love. She was so touched by the love of Jesus that she went and got her alabaster jar of expensive oil. She poured it over Jesus. You see, Jesus was worth far more to her than the oil. This is the reality of life-changing encounter for the love of God. When we come face to face the love of God, it should change our life. God created everything. God created us. And it's only when we reach out to him and ask him into our life that our lives begin to change, because this life changes everything. The disciples were indignant when they saw this. "What a waste," they said. "It could have been sold for a high price and given to the poor." The disciples just saw the waste of resources and never saw the love this woman had for Jesus. She loved him because he cared enough to change her life. Love is returned when the lost see the great depth of his love for them. At this time, relationship is established. It's through having a relationship with Jesus and asking him into our life that we can go forward. It's through having a relationship with Jesus that he changes us from the inside. Many, many things stop us from having a relationship with people. Many, many times when I meet people, I don't know what to say. I don't know how to build a relationship, because deep down there could be fear, there could be rejection, there could be insecurity. These are the things that can hold us back from the relationship with people. It's also the things that can hold us back from the relationship with Jesus. You know, it's through relationship with Jesus that we're set free, we're truly set free. Are we indignant when we see people expressing their love for Jesus? Many, many times you hear people expressing their love for Jesus because they're having a relationship with Jesus. You know, and sometimes I can have an attitude, but I wouldn't express it like that. You know, sometimes as men, we don't really want to express any love because we don't see it as a kind of manly thing where we should actually be telling everybody about the love of Jesus, because he's completely changed our life. And it's shown a love regardless of what it costs, either financially or to our reputation. The broken, hurting people in Troon today don't need money as much as they need the transforming love of God. The woman in the story could have kept expensive perfume for a rainy day. Instead, she trusted Jesus with her future. She trusted him because of his heart for her. Today, do we trust Jesus with our future? Trust is a thing that starts with love. When I love somebody, then I begin to trust them. It's only when I begin to have a relationship and tell them about the stuff in my heart that I begin to trust them. Many, many times I walked about trusting nobody, and I used to feel lonely and afraid because I never knew who to trust. You know, trust can be a barrier again. No trusting can be a barrier again to having a relationship with Jesus. One of the most important things for me is my relationship with Jesus, because it's him that set me free. When we are honest about the state of our life, then we become vulnerable. Inwardly, we are not the same person we appear to be outwardly. Do we have such a deep relationship with Jesus that we trust him with this aspect of our lives? If not, who do we trust? The Father's heart changes from the inside out, not the outside in. He deals with our fears, insecurities, low self-esteem. That's the things that we're hiding. Yet we want to walk hand in hand with God. Maybe we should stop trying to change ourselves and let him change us. Many, many times I've tried to change myself and I couldn't change myself. I needed God to change me. I needed to give my life to him for him to change me. As I said at the start, God is the same yesterday, yes, today, and how he will be in the future. He sent his son Jesus to pay the price for our sins. Today, just like the lost, we can walk hand in hand with God himself. Only when we truly walk with our hearts full of his love can we help the poor. My heart is to see Trin transformed by a loving God. I don't want folk to go away from Trin and say, no, it was a great day on the beach. I really liked the golf. I'd like folk to go away and say, you know, I went to Trin and I met God. I went to Trin and I met Jesus. My heart is to see this town transformed with the love of Jesus, because God transformed my love, my life. It's when I'm filled with his love, can I then go and pour his love on other people? It's nothing to do with myself. I don't have anything to give these people. The only thing that I've got is the love of God. And I need to go spend time in prayer to be filled with his love, so that when I walk hand in hand with him, I can go and I can meet people and share that love. If I have a tenner, I can share the tenner. If I don't have a tenner, I can't share the tenner. I can only share what I've got. And it's my heart to walk hand in hand with God, to do what he wants me to do. So many times there's an argument inside my head about, did God really say that? You know, aye, God did. God's got a heart for the poor. God's got a heart for the hurting. God's got a heart for the lost. Many, many times in the church, and I mean the whole church, there's been barriers between going out and reaching the lost and saving the lost because of our own insecurities. You know, I believe that we stand on the rock, and it's when we stand on the rock that we're secure, and it's then that we can go out and reach the poor. I just want to end with a question, really. Do you carry the Father's heart for the lost? Because I believe that that's what God wants us today, to carry his heart. When I walk down the street, meet the lost all the time, go in the supermarket, I speak to cashier, because the cashier might be lost. The cashier might be needing the love of God. I go to the chess club, meet folk in there. Do they know the love of God? But it's only the love of God that can transform people. Yeah, I just want to end with thanking again, Richard, for asking me here. And I've got a hand over to Gordon.